From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. After a months-long search, Boise Mayor Lauren McLean has selected Chris Dennison as the next chief of police for the Boise Police Department. And our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with the mayor to talk more about this decision and what made Dennison the right choice for the capital city. Let's take a listen.
Let's talk about law enforcement and the big announcement from your office. You have announced your choice for Boise's next chief of police, and that would be Chris Dennison. We'll talk a little bit about the particulars of how that will happen through the council and the vote and all of that. But up top, let me ask you, what separates him from the pack?
I'm really pleased that Chris Dennison accepted my offer to become Boise's next police chief. Of course, I want to thank Ron Weiniger for his service the last couple of years and everybody that was involved in this process to get us to this point. Chris Dennison really rose to the top for a couple reasons. One, he's got great experience, of course. That was required, of course. But he's deeply focused in community, cares, and has demonstrated his care in Tucson and then in conversations and experiences with our officers here, deeply about officers, providing them the support that they need as they provide the support that we need to keep our community safe. And I hear he's hilarious. So if people are looking forward to meeting him, here he's got a great sense of humor. I had conversations with the mayor of Tucson and review committees, talked with the peer to the Downtown Boise Association, had great conversations with him. And everywhere we heard that when he is leading his team, he's going to get involved in the place he calls home. He does. He will. He's going to provide the support he needs to officers. He's got great training background, and he's demonstrated an ability to lead. So I look forward to welcoming him to Boise.
I have to assume I'm not the first person to ask this, but how is it that no one from within the department rose through the ranks to be on the shortlist?
You know, that's a valid question. And this process looked at all qualified candidates. We had many qualified candidates, and the review committee that was set up that I set up with community leaders interviewed every qualified candidate, mm-hmm. and then provided three finalists to myself, the council, and all the community panels that we put together for interviews. It is, a valid question. I appreciate that Ron has served, having come through the department. Chris Dennison is the right person at this time, given what the community needs and what our department needs, and I look forward to working with them.
But to that same point, can it also be a goal for the future to have candidates rise through the ranks and career path to the top positions?
Absolutely. And if you'll recall, when I hired our fire chief, one of the things that I said to him was very important to me, was to do all that he could so that when he retired, I was going to have a tough choice from internal candidates.
Yeah.
And Chris actually brought this up when he was interviewing, that he believed it was very important to intentionally lead his department in a way that enables a leadership ladder to be created. We want to have a deep bench, and we want our officers to see a career path and the potential to rise into that role in the future.
If you could prioritize the challenges that Chris Dennison will face, and there are many on any given day, but if you could prioritize them, what would they be?
Well, and George, I like to say there are always challenges and we turn them all into opportunities.
Okay. But you know that the department has had challenging years.
Yes. Yes, it has. A couple things. First off, we are lucky to live in a community that is safe. Mm-hmm. And we have seen crime drop every year in the last 4 years. So I look at this and others look at this and say, okay, we've got a safe community. And there are challenges for sure, as you mentioned, that the chief will need to address. With any new leader, there are the initial challenges, right? So he's going to come in a new leader. He's got to take steps to understand deeply the lay of the land, mm-hmm. to get to know his officers so that he can lead and provide them the support that they need, both lifting morale and providing them support to support our community. He's got to get to know the community the leaders out there and the expectations we have. That in itself is challenging, but also creates great opportunities, not only for the department, but also the city of Boise. He'll be looking at that. And in that, we were looking for a leader that could and could demonstrate an ability to collaborate with partners, peers, and residents that would look out for and support the needs of an evolving community and build a culture that provides increased morale within a department and always an eye towards community service within the department. So supporting those officers, those are the challenges that he has as he steps into this role and that we are charging him. I am charging him with addressing head on.
I'm going to assume this is obvious, but I'm going to say it anyway, but does it not also include identifying bad actors and getting rid of them sooner than later?
Always. Yeah. In any leadership role, you've got to hold folks accountable.
Yeah.
And lean into the good on a team and within a team and a department and do all you can to ensure that that good becomes the foundation for long-term success. That success includes supporting officers' morale and advancing the good officers to ensure that they have opportunities in the future. And success also includes knowing, understanding what an evolving community needs to know that we are a safe and welcoming city for everyone and laying the groundwork on the foundation of that good within the department to do just that.
During community listening sessions, Chris Dennison did make a point of saying that he advocated for earlier release of body cam footage following an incident where a police officer may be involved in a shooting. That would be different, at least from some of the experience we've had in the last several years. Do you agree with that?
You know, I do. And I've been pretty clear in the last couple of years that the more transparent we are, the more trust there is and there remains. So we're trying to protect that trust that our community has in our police department. I've said many times that looking to the chief, looking to the department, Office of Police Accountability, transparency is key. And the council believes that transparency is key and are pleased to see that Chris Dennison, our next police chief, shares that value of transparency. And I also want to call out the work that our current chief, Ron Weiniger, is doing to enable that body cam footage to be released sooner. I appreciate it. He's working with our team to increase transparency in that space. Chris Dennison shares the values of the city council and the values of myself with regard to transparency. Appreciate that he was so clear about that, not only in the community listening sessions, but with others along the way.
Well, Chief Weiniger's retirement is quickly approaching, September 20th, if I remember right. So I assume that the timing, assuming council gives it's okay, that we will have a new chief in place as soon as Chief Weiniger steps aside?
Yeah, and I want to first acknowledge the date that Chief Weiniger has chosen to retire on. It was a special date to him. It was the day that he and his partner, Mark Stahl, were in an accident. Mark, of course, died. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to be able to leave on that day.
Yeah.
And I appreciate his service and know that it was a day that impacted his life and career of service. And he wanted to acknowledge that as part of his departure. And I thank him for that. We are working right now with six council members, an incoming chief, the current chief, myself, lots of schedules to come up with the day that works, whether it be in a currently scheduled council meeting or special meeting. We're just not quite sure yet. My intent is to not only have the swearing in, but then to welcome the review committee, all the people that took part in the interviews, the community at large and the police department, and to come meet the new chief and celebrate this step after the swearing in.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.